James Joyce made a whole book of these epiphanies and flashing forth of form called Finnegan's Wake. And the title itself is one of these rubbings of cliches together. Finn, the Finn cycle, the Finnegan, and Finnegan, Michael Finnegan. The old song about he had whiskers on his chin again, long came the wind and blew them in again, through a Michael Finnegan, begin again. Now, the Finn cycle is a perpetual, repetitive cycle of tribal culture, which interested Joyce very much. But the Finn, when played again and again, revealed a consciousness that was wake, awake. So by rubbing the Finn again against Finn, and rubbing the tribal cycle against itself, Joyce got awake out of what had been a tribal sleep. And his theme was that our modern world is going back into the Finn cycle, but wide awake. The world of Jung and Freud is the world of the unconscious. Now, in tribal society, there is no unconscious. It's only the visual man, the highly literate man, who carefully stuffs things into his unconscious. The tribal man has everything up in his consciousness. But I'm saying that tribal man, long before printing or any form of writing, tribal man lives corporately, not privately, in a world of consciousness that includes everything we call subconscious. Now, in the electric age, the private man has been scrapped. Corporate man is back. Again, I'm not talking about ideals. It's simply that at high speeds, the private outlook of the private individual with his personal point of view is scrapped by virtue of the speed up of electric information which goes totally around him. As electric man goes inside this resonating envelope of information, he joins this subconscious world that had previously been created by ages of private consciousness, and the gap between the private and the collective consciousness ends. It's like the gap in the world of the satellite. The rim spin of the satellite around the planet has ended nature by putting the planet inside as the content of a medium of satellites. Now, when you put the Earth inside a man-made environment, the Earth becomes an art form, and nature is over. Ecology is born. The idea of a totally programmed planet takes the place of just a haphazard nature.
But the word ecology is an ancient word.
Yeah, and ecology has many meanings in our world, and including ECHO, echo. It's a world of resonance in which everything happens at once. Everything bangs against everything. An ecological world is a world of echo land. It's a world of simultaneous resonance in which people instinctively feel that everything affects everything.